Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful day. My name is Nana Mouse. This podcast, I'm going to present something called iNote. That's one word, E-Y-E-N-O-T-E, by the company or developers of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. I didn't even know that existed at all, but pretty much the U.S. National Treasury. This app will identify U.S. dollars or U.S. currency, for that sake, and it's just strictly just for the U.S. only. So I just want to put that note out there as well. The reason I'm doing this app, this review, is because, well, first thing, it's free. And anytime you get a free app that will help you identify your currency is always a welcome bet for anyone to try out for yourself. There's a couple tricks I want to show you and how to use this correctly. Otherwise, the app itself is extremely easy to use. The older apps of the iNote, you had to take a single picture of it, and then it would tell you what the currency or the denomination of the currency is. But with the latest version of the iNote, it does it in real-time scans. So basically, all you got to do is just wave the currency and back of the camera, and then it should identify for you. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get the iNote up and running.
iNote.
I'm going to go ahead and do a single finger double tap on the iNote. Alright, it starts to scan right now. Two things to be aware. It needs good lighting. It does not use the torchlight. For those not familiar with the torchlight is on the, I think on the 5, 5S, and 5C, they have something called the LED that flashes up in the back, so there's cases if it's really dark. Even with those newer phones, it doesn't turn on the torch light, so you need plenty of good lighting. The camera in the rear of the camera of your device is what's being used, not in front of the device, but in the back. The other note is that it needs about a good 6-7 inches away before it'll identify it correctly, and holding your device stationary without moving your dollars around is, I find, the best thing to do, because it needs to focus before you can find the denomination of the currency. So let's go ahead and just do a couple examples here. I'm going to go ahead and put one down here. So hopefully we'll find it.
$1 front.
Okay. As I just stated,
$1 front.
$1 is the front side of the bill. So let's flip it over.
Front. $1 back.
So the cool thing is that it tells me not just the front, but also tells me if it's the back. So let's try another one.
$5 front.
$5 front.
$5 back.
For $5 the back side. All right, let's try one more denomination.
$20 front.
Front.
$20 back.
And then it tells me the $20 back. Well, that is as simple as that. It is a neat little app. Once it gets in focus and stationary, it identifies the bills pretty quickly. I am pretty impressed by what they have done for us, and for being free, I thought I wanted to do a podcast on this. If you haven't heard about the iNote, and which, by the way, I was doing my demonstration on an iPhone 5 using iOS 7.04. So anyway, I thought that would be something you would want to look into. It is a free app. You can get it in the App Store. And as I provided to you, there wasn't much to the app itself other than just put the denomination on the back of the camera and it will identify the currency. Now, anytime if you wanted to repeat what it just said, you can just touch the screen itself.
$20 back.
So the last result was a $20 back. And what I did is I touched the middle part of the screen and then it tells you what the denomination is. So that is what the last scan was, so you can kind of go back and see that. Alright, well, that is iNote, and I hope this presentation will be useful for those people who are looking for something that's free and easy and identify U.S. dollars. My name is Nana Mouse. You can follow me on Twitter at Thomas_Domville. Until next time, guys, take care and God bless.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.